This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. 13 men in the state of Michigan have been arrested in connection with a plot to kidnap Governor Gretchen Whitmer and other top state officials. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
Governor Gretchen Whitmer calls those arrested
sick and depraved men.
U.S. Attorney Matthew Schneider says the men are violent extremists and view Whitmer as having uncontrolled power in restricting activity because of the coronavirus.
All of us in Michigan can disagree about politics, but those disagreements should never, ever amount to violence.
Whitmer says she understands the frustration during the pandemic.
You don't have to agree with me, but I do ask one thing. Never forget that we are all in this together.
Authorities say some of the men in Michigan said they belonged to or were associated with Wolverine Watchmen, which the government describes as a militia group. I'm Ed Donahue.
The fate of the final debates between President Donald Trump and Democrat Joe Biden was thrown into uncertainty Thursday as the campaigns offered dueling proposals for moving forward with the face-offs that have been upended by the president's coronavirus infection. The day began with an announcement from the Nonpartisan Commission on Presidential Debates, which said that the next debate, set for October 15th in Miami, would be held virtually. Trump, who is eager to return to the campaign trail despite uncertainty about his health, said he would not participate if the debate was not in person. Biden's campaign suggested the event be delayed a week until October 22nd, which is when the third and final debate is already scheduled. Trump countered again, agreeing to a debate on October 22nd, but only if it were face-to-face, and asking for a third contest on October 29th. Biden's advisors rejected squaring off that late in the campaign. This is VOA News.